So for this second series of surviving through the pandemic, we've invited Simon Jackson to join us from Screwfix. Screwfix is a fast-growing multi-channel DIY retailer with a focus on the trade profession. I understand it's set up in 1970s in Somerset, and of course well known to be part of Kingfisher PLC, what was FTSE 100, and no doubt will return at some point. But a fascinating business. I think Screwfix got about 200 stores and delivers across Europe to about 20 countries. I think too that Kingfisher is the world's third largest home improvement retailer, behind a couple of well-known US retailers. You recently hit about £2 billion in revenue, doubling sales over the last 5 years, which is very impressive. And of course, all propelled by this digital transformation, which I can only imagine the pandemic has accelerated. Simon, you are the customer and digital director. You joined last summer, 2020. Welcome.
Thanks, Ru. Very good to be on your podcast. And thank you very much for that introduction. Very good homework. Very impressed. We have just gone through the 2 billion mark. That's actually doubled from 1 billion over the last 5 years. And the only thing I'd correct you on is the number of stores. And we've just gone through the 700 store mark, which is phenomenal. And so, yeah, you're quite right. Started off as a catalogue business. And actually, the first store was actually our kind of our distribution depot. And people started turning up at that to kind of pick up their products. And then we thought, yeah, we're onto something here. And then rapidly opened about sort of, you know, I think at its height about one store a week to get up to that, magic number of 700. And I think, you know, the secret sauce has been that every single store has the same 11,000 stock in it. So right. Our trade customers can, wherever they're doing a job around the country, can rely on Screwfix as their kind of virtual stockroom. And it's also live ordering. So you can literally order on your phone and your product will be ready for collection in 1 to 3 minutes. And so phenomenal kind of click and collect proposition. In terms of my role, customer digital director, that means looking after the marketing teams and also the e-commerce and finally the kind of the data and insight areas.
Simon, you and I met a while ago. I think it was when you were working at Avis Budget Group, and I was actually at the time doing some work for one of your colleagues. And I'm going to call you something you've never been called before. I'm going to call you a digital bee. And the reason I'm going to call you a digital bee is you're someone that has worked across a lot of different sectors. And therefore, as I've always been a huge proponent of and fan of, you've got a lot of variety in experience, perspectives of different working models, businesses and challenges. But you in particular have worked in more sectors than many. And I'm a huge fan of that. A pollinator of perspective, Simon. But you've worked in media, you've worked in travel, gaming, gambling, publishing, and now in retail, and I suppose to a degree, consumer goods as well. You landed at the beginning of the pandemic, when it was taking hold of the world last year. Tell us a little about the last sort of six months. Tell us about the journey so far.
So I like that description, pollinator of perspective. So I'm gonna take that one away. Thank you, Ru. So the first thing I would say is this time last year, I was part of the team that was working at Flybe. So we were in the process of transforming it to Virgin Connect, which of course never happened as the pandemic hit and Flybe went into administration. So the first thing that I would say is it's couldn't be a more different situation being in a thriving business like Screwfix, which is an essential retailer during the pandemic, versus the travel industry, which was hit hardest at the beginning and is still really struggling on the way through. So the first thing to say is just, you know, thanking my lucky stars that I'm in Screwfix now. In terms of the last kind of 6 to 9 months, joining a new company is always tough, you know, landing in a new sector as well. And doing that with not being able to have kind of face-to-face interactions with your team has been kind of the biggest challenge. So for someone like me, I get a lot of energy from other people. I very much like to kind of meet my teams and to hear their perspectives and for them to hear mine, and absolutely, yes, to kind of share my perspective from different industries. So that has been really hard, being on a Teams call where you can only see kind of 6 or 8 people and you've got kind of another 100 who are underneath. And so, you know, getting to know people has been the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way I've done that is I've actually had got out to stores. So whenever I can, to actually kind of understand the business, that's been possible. And then also having small kind of, you know, breakfast with Simon, lunch with Simon, groups of 6 with the junior members of my team, just to have a chat. You know, everyone uses video conferencing for transactional meetings. I've really tried to kind of just have a kind of a chat without agenda. It'd be the equivalent of a coffee, just to get to know people so that I can hear, you know, and listen and understand the business.
And when we are all released from this current lockdown, as we talk early February, are there a number of things that you can't wait to do when you are in the office or in the room with other beating hearts that you simply can't do now?
Yeah, definitely. So very much looking forward to walking the floor, meeting the teams, just, you know, getting to know the people within a working environment in a very kind of natural and unstructured way. So that's something that I've always enjoyed doing is just kind of breaking down those barriers and meeting as many people as possible. And that's where I get my energy and my ideas and we can kind of build relationships on the team. So that's number one. Number two has got to be getting out and having a drink or a sort of a social with the teams.
Yeah.
Down in the local area, which I'm very much looking forward to and hasn't been possible yet.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it can't be long now. I spotted the first early buds of a daffodil on my walk before this chat. You're an essential retailer and you've had an extraordinarily busy time over the last 6 months, but also the company, of course, for the last year or so. What do you think, Simon, will be the lasting repercussions on the business from the pandemic? And as I suspect, I know the answer, you know, will the company be in a significantly stronger position when we come out of it?
So I think there have been some fundamental changes to the business over the course of the last 9 months. I think number one is going into it, 35% of our purchases started online, and they were 100% during lockdown. And then as we've come back out of sort of full lockdown with our stores open, it's settled at around 75%. So 75% of all our kind of transactions start online. That's great. It's a proposition that really kind of speaks to the convenience of our business, and people have realized it's easier to plan what they want on their phone or at home, and then to be able to come into the store and have it ready for them. So the people who are coming into the store, browsing the catalogue, getting a pen and paper out, taking it up to the till, that's drastically reduced off the back of it. And so that's a big change for us. It's a positive change for us. And I think it's one that we think is going to stay. So we think it's going to settle around that 70-75% mark. Are we in a fundamentally stronger position as a business? I think yes, in one sense, because we've acquired over 2 million new customers since the start of the pandemic.
Gosh.
So we've got 11 million customers in total. And so 1 in 3 of the sort of adult population shop with Screwfix. But, you know, the risk is that as we come out of this pandemic, that people will be fed up with their houses, possibly fed up with DIY. And all I want to do is to get onto the beach or go on holiday. And so we need to make sure that we have an engaged customer base, and we can keep sort of the home environment sort of front of mind through really good sort of personalized communications. I think the second point is that we would consider ourselves to be digital leaders. And what the pandemic has done is a lot of people have caught up. So they've been forced to be more digital and have forced to have click and collect services. So perhaps for us, what was clear blue water has become more we're kind of, yes, we're towards the front of the pack, but we're definitely not kind of sort of leading the charge. There's lots of people doing the same as us now. So, you know, with that, yes, there's an advantage. Yes, we've got more customers. But going forward, we need to kind of reestablish that leadership position with more innovation in the convenience space and certainly innovation in terms of our propositions that we have for our trade and DIY customers.
And am I right in thinking you do sell across Europe?
Well, yes and no. So to a certain extent, we've got a .eu site, which is in English language is at the moment. So it really caters for English speakers abroad. But we do have plans to expand internationally, and they're in development at the moment. And so that's, you know, kind of what I would consider to be one of the big opportunities for the group is taking our model and leveraging that and seeing how it could work in Europe and potentially beyond.
This last year has been extraordinarily challenging for absolutely everyone. And I talk regularly with people about how it's going to be scarred for life, I think, for certainly a lot of our children generation. Hopefully there'll be tiny, tiny, tiny scars. But the fact that we all think the word lockdown is normal is extraordinary. And it's tested us. It's tested our resolve and our ability to continually be kind, considerate, communicative, etc. And one of the things I wanted to get from this podcast is to see if you and other guests that we've invited on have witnessed any acts of kindness or consideration, either from the business or from colleagues, from staff or perhaps suppliers, or anything that has lightened the mood or has been a sort of a pride point of the business or of your teams.
So I think, you know, coming to the business, and I've only been in the business since July, I have been blown away by the culture of Screwfix. It really is a kind of a family culture. It's incredibly supportive. And as we went into lockdown, our kind of our frontline workers were the people who were still in store, still serving customers. And those are the people who really are the kind of the personality and the backbone of the business, who have kept customers safe and supplied, and who have also created humour and lightheartedness in the stores, whilst also having a kind of COVID safe environment. So that has been, I've been blown away by that kind of that colleague culture, and that's really made an impression on me. I think the second point is we had Rishi Sunak, who visited one of our London stores, kind of out of the blue. And he came in and he had some chat with the same colleagues that I've just mentioned. And he was really, really impressed that that we have recruited to the team over 1,000 colleagues under the age of 24. And those are kind of the age group that have been most impacted by the pandemic. And if you take that, looking at the last 5 years, we've actually recruited 4,000 people in that age group. And so I think, you know, that whether it's through our apprentice scheme or whether it's just sort of bringing people in at the store level who can work their way up through the business, that's been something which is both surprised me, but is also kind of part of the inspiration of the business is kind of really appealing to that younger generation.
That's fascinating and fantastic, as you say, extraordinary, just to think of the sheer onboarding time and work endeavours to get as many people up to speed to then be effective in their roles at Screwfix. And also a badge of honour for, as you say, a sizeable number of apprentices, which I think this country will always do well from. Simon Jackson, thank you so much. It's been great speaking to you. Thank you for your perspective and wishing you all the best for the next 6 months of your first year and you getting back into the office.
Thank you very much, Rupert. It's been a pleasure.